Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live weekly blog, podcast, not blog, I have a blog too, but podcast that's all about the issues of aging. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Glad to have you with us. Remember, the subject here is always issues of aging. How do we take care of mom, dad? How do we deal with long-term care, Medi-Cal, Medicare, admission versus observation, all the issues of frailty and aging. In fact, that's the name of my book, Navigating Frailty. If you listen to this, go to my website, you'll get more information than you wanted. Remember, I'm not an attorney, don't practice law, don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. Okay, the title of today's podcast is Tales from the Crypt. I have so much stuff here, I'm never going to get it in 10 minutes. But let me talk to you about a couple. Listen to my radio show this week. My radio show that I will probably record tomorrow or the next day will be on my website by the end of the week, by the weekend at the latest, and it'll go into all of this in more detail. But we're going to talk about on the radio program this week and other things. Medi-Cal recipient 101 evicted from a Santa Rosa nursing home. Early onset dementia, ski instructor 32, diagnosed with Alzheimer's. A man age 30, father is given just years to live after a disease killed his dad at the age of 36, and his toddler twins have a 50% chance of inheriting it, and on and on and on. But what I want to focus on today, so make sure you listen to the radio show. Make sure you read my blogs. Make sure you listen to my videos. Make sure you get on the subscription service on my website. But here's what I want to talk about. This is an article from the USA Today written by Kristen Jordan Seamus of the Detroit Free Press. And the title of the article is Aging Baby Boomers Are About to Push Alzheimer's Disease Rates Sky High. I've been talking about this for 15 years. And finally, somebody wrote an article. She had researched, I want to read from the article, she had researched the Alzheimer's disease and its effects on the brain for years, but it wasn't until her own mother's memory began to slip that Dr. Eva Feldman, a University of Michigan neurologist, truly grasped how devastating the disease was. Well, duh. I'm not making, but gosh, folks, anybody that's been around and actually paid attention understands how utterly destroying, it's the destroyer. Of families and of lives, and it's a horrendous disease. She's quoted as saying, I learned more about dementia and Alzheimer's disease spending lots of hours in that memory care unit where mom was than I did as a longstanding practicing neurologist. Of course, if you sit in a building all day and you never go into a home, you never go into a memory unit, you never go into where people are older and frail and demented, you will always believe it is something else other than what it really is, pardon me, which is a first-rate tragedy. In her work, but while also visiting her mom, Feldman considered the enormity of America's problem, as Alzheimer's problems. About 5.8 million Americans now have the disease, according to the Alzheimer's Association. The number will climb to at least 13.8 million by 2050, 138% rise, and as many, listen to this now, as one in three people who live to be 85 in the United States will die from Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's is one of only 8 to 10 forms of dementia, depending on which list you look at. We are really in an epidemic. No kidding. I'm not making fun of these people, folks. I'm glad for the article. But this has been going on for a long, long, long time, and nobody pays attention. The average person, I'm reading from the article, the average person with Alzheimer's disease will live 4 to 8 years after diagnosis, and about 40% of that time, the person will be in the most severe form of the disease, which requires round-the-clock care. Round-the-clock care. So if you take a person who lives 8 years after diagnosis, for four of those years, that person will be in the most severe aspect of the disease and will need 24-hour care and have lost most of their ability to keep up with the activities of daily living. It's not going to end well, and yet many of you listening and my listeners and just ignore this stuff. People just logically believe that it's never going to happen. Oh, it's never going to. The dark side will never come. Caring for people with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia will cost $290 billion this year. The intensity of care that people need when the disease has progressed that far is often beyond what their loved ones can handle, I'm reading. Families quickly see how expensive long-term care is. It's terrifyingly expensive. It's terrifyingly expensive. Many people, until they are in a situation of needing long-term care, really don't understand how it's funded. They think, well, if I have Medicare, I'm sure it's going to cover it all. It doesn't. Medicare doesn't cover Alzheimer's. The cost goes far beyond the dollars and cents, Feldman said. That's a drain like you can't imagine. There's an economic drain, a drain on those individuals' ability to work and to be productive in society, a medical drain in terms and cost and take. But then, in my mind, having lived it, and it's not quantifiable necessarily in terms of dollars, is the emotional toll that it takes not only the patient but on the family. It destroys families. It wrecks families. So how much longer are you going to live in this fantasy world where you somehow think that your family is going to be exempt from this? Why aren't you in my office today figuring out how you're going to deal with it? Well, Bob, it doesn't happen. It's not going to happen to me. You know, Grandma had it, but, I want to scream. I just want to tear my hair out and scream. I have been doing this for 30 years, and I'm hearing the same crappy excuses from people. And I just had a family that's being torn apart because mom has dementia. Two aunts and a daughter of the child just torn apart because they all have different opinions. And who's the victim of all of this? The older person who's in a nursing home. In a nursing home, and people want to take her out. And it's tearing the family apart. And they don't talk to each other. If you don't believe that this is a destroyer of budgets, wallets, purses, money, and families, you are not paying attention. It's a tale from the crypt, and we tend to avoid the crypt because it's dark in there. You have a choice. You can become another victim, just like this article's talking about. You can pretend it's not going to happen. You can continue to dance through the graveyard. Or you can make a difference. You can grow up, own up to the fact that this disease is insidious and exists and it's growing and it's a terminal disease. One of the problems with Alzheimer's is on the death certificate, they often put down pneumonia or something like that, when in fact what the person died from is Alzheimer's. Because we can't even speak the word on a death certificate. 800-999-8007. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. Or call me, 800-999-8007. But get off your butt and do something about this before you and your family become another victim of a disease that is one of the worst you can get, because it's a slow, long, excruciatingly harmful and destructive death. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. Get help today. Get into my office today. Get to a workshop today. I have one on the 11th of May. Just a few days away. You have to have a reservation to get in, listed, limited to 12 seats. 800-999-8007. Look forward to seeing you at one of the workshops on this podcast next Wednesday or at one of my upcoming or my radio show. Thanks so much for listening. Assets and Aging, your host, Bob Scrivano, 800-999-8007. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Thanks for joining me. Bye.